gotta really love yourself to marry yourself, right?
Yeah, or be completely psycho.
You're really been burned in the dating world to say, there's no one out there for me, I'll marry myself.
Of the 7 billion plus people on earth, there's no one for me.
Well, a woman named Sophie Tanner from England married herself 2 years ago.
You can do that legally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe in England.
Yeah, she had a ceremony and everything. She gave herself a ring. She admitted that she was more in love with herself than anybody else.
She hot?
I haven't seen a picture.
I doubt it, but I mean, you never know.
I'm not sure. Well, Sophie Tanner from England married herself, but is now admitting that she cheated on herself.
Oh my gosh, what a skank. What?
Psycho.
You're such a skank to yourself.
Right.
Right.
That means she hooked up with somebody else.
That's right. She cheated on herself with a dude. She's been hooking up with a guy for 5 months.
She could have done a War of the Roses on herself.
She could have.
All right, let's get our official.
Is this true?
Swear.
Oh, no, we have here's swear. Audio of the lady who married herself. Yeah. Can you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on before I forget?
By the way, before you play this, just in case you're wondering, and I know that you are, she does not have any plans to divorce herself.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she does not.
I'm glad she's going to try to work it out.
Go to our arbitration.
Can you
or
sue
something.
Yourself?
Don't know.
These are questions we need to ask our official attorney because there's lots of questions here.
Self-marriage is about self-love, and it's saying that self-compassion and self-care is as important as romantic love. It doesn't mean you're rejecting all other meaningful relationships in your life and becoming a nun forevermore. If only there was a bit more self-love in the world, but this is a sort of statement which looks to raise the profile of self-love, saying it's as important as romantic love. And doing it as a formal ceremony, as anyone else would have a wedding. You know, marrying yourself is a long life commitment to be responsible for your own happiness. So yes. Divorce is not an option.
Is it the same thing as a right hand ring? You know how a lot of women were wearing right hand rings,
like a promise ring, kind of.
Just a way of saying, I respect myself. I basically what she's saying, only minus the marrying,
minus
part.
The crazy ceremony part.
Yeah, minus that part.
I mean, I think it's one thing to say you're in charge of your own happiness and another thing to get a wedding dress on and walk yourself down the aisle and marry yourself. I think it's...
That is a different level.
It must be really challenging when her dad has to give her away to herself.
Is there anyone who objects?
No. Well, okay.
Sophie Tanner, though, when she did cheat on herself, the lady who married herself, it was with a guy, so she went the other way. It was a guy, is polyamorous?
Polyamorous.
Does that mean that she's a lesbian if she married herself?
It's another good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she's attracted to her, I don't know. But so this guy was dating many other women. He had an open relationship with a bunch of women.
Oh, no.
And she knew it. So she went from...
Wow, one extreme
cheated,
to the other.
Yeah, right? She seems extreme.
It's always like that. It's the ones that are one side too much one way have the deep, dark secrets, Jared. Go ahead.
Or when they do break, they go crazy.
Yes.
We had the chat right. To establish where things were. Mm. And then it became clear that you were kind of more wanting no strings. And I was like, that doesn't make me feel great.
Okay.
And also you were in, I think you weren't in a great place.
No, because I'd had a polyamorous relationship with one lady, but others on the side. And the one lady I'd had...
See how I said that? Others on the side,
and
real quick.
Others on the side. Did you hear that? Others on the side.
It differed. I think at one point there was about 7 bars.
7?
Mostly about 3 or 4. It was knackering. It was knackering, Amanda. It was knackering. 7.
It's like one every day of the week.
And how long was she married to herself before she cheated on herself?
I think two... Well, she's been married to herself for 2 years, so I don't know, somewhere in
because
there.
I think they were together for several months.
For
like
5 months.
Like a year and a half, and then she cheated.
On
pretty,
herself.
Pretty quick to cheat on herself. And then her ex married himself.
I wasn't surprised because he's a quirky person like me, but I was very happy for him. He sent me a photo of his tat, and I was like, yay.
I think the thing about polyamory is that you're sort of trying to give more love and get more love, but actually ends up being you have almost none.
Love.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was incapable of loving myself when I was polyamorous, whereas now I love myself, which means I can love other people.
In the right way.
In the right way.
Yes, importantly.
Setting the standard.
I'm a convert. I think it's a great idea. I think loads of people should think about polygamy.
You know,
polygamy.
They call
it polygamy now. Polygamy.
Okay. Isn't it just the same? Because he wasn't married to these women,
no.
So he was dating. He was dating several different women.
Yeah, he's in apparently with one, and then they agreed that we could see other people. So he's like.
So he
somewhat
was committed
to one, but then he could go on dates with whoever he wanted.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand.
Or have
that
multiple
part.
At the same time.
I'm wondering if she. Like, for instance, if she's lesbian or he's gay, if he married themselves or bi or whatever. The one time I thought I was gay is I walked into a nightclub and I saw a guy down the hallway, and I was like, oh my gosh, that guy is hot. I'm sexually attracted to them.
Oh my gosh. Who
and
was
I
it?
I looked, it was a mirror, and I was like, oh.
It's like, I'm attracted to my own
self. I thought I was gay.
If there was anyone who would marry themselves on the show,
it would be you,
Jason Goodman, and
yes,
fight with themselves.
Yes. And then divorce themselves.
Right.
And sue themselves.
Yeah, and sue. I'll sue you. One you can win. All right, let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys always give me such interesting projects. I had a great time researching
this. We know you like a challenge.
So, I love the challenge. This is what I went to law school for. I'm a daughter proud.
So, what's the deal with this?
So, it's not legal. It's not legal. It's okay. A huge trend, though. This is, it's big here in the United States as well. For, and it's called sologamy, or it's like solo.
Okay.
Solo, sologamy. And people are doing it all over the United States, and it's not legally recognized by any state in the U.S. So it's not like you get a, you know, a marriage certificate, but it's a practice. And it's really apparently not about sexuality. It's this kind of woo-woo thing about really formally loving yourself and making some symbolic declarations of that love so that you'll be more intentional and conscious about it. So it's not about, you know, it makes me a lesbian if I marry myself, or it makes, you know, Jason gay if he marries himself. But it's just about really focusing on your self-worth and being introspective and some of that kind of thing. And they sell these kits. There's this group, and they're really popular in the U.S., and it gives you like a formal ceremony to marry yourself. And it's just like the way a marriage between a man and a woman holds them out to the community and gives them ceremony around it and makes it more formal. These people are trying to do that with loving themselves.
Well, can you sue yourself, or they're saying divorce? Can you sue yourself?
Well, no, in the U.S., it's not even a legally recognized form of marriage. Now, there are some countries where supposedly the laws are ill-defined, that marriage is between two people and that people have tried to marry themselves. And sometimes they do it for, like, estate planning reasons or tax reasons to, like, get a better tax rate and that sort of thing. Like,
you know, yeah, like I can
a,
see that.
You know, like, a, you know, couple, like in some places, it is true, you know, the U.S., couples and single individuals pay different tax rates and that sort of thing. So sometimes people have tried to do it for that, but nowhere in the U.S. is it legally recognized. But people get married in just private ceremonies that aren't sanctioned by the state all the time. And, you know, gay and lesbian people used to do it before it was legal to do so. And African-American people used to marry white people before it was legal to do so. And, you know, they had religious ceremonies or private ceremonies. So that's what these folks are doing.
Nice.
It's not legally recognized, so there's no lawsuit going to come out.
Do you think
it's just a practice
in the time that we live in? I mean, things change so quickly that we could see a time where people can legally marry themselves, or no?
No,
you don't think so?
I think it's just this kind of love yourself and do it, you know, in this more formal way. It's just kind of a fad thing that's happening, and there's been, you know, people are doing it just to take a deep dive into their own kind of soul, and it's not a. There's not anything really, you know, controversial about it. What I read in my research was that there are some religious groups that have really spoken out against the practice because they feel like because they've taken it to the point of saying it's a marriage, that it takes away from their biblical definition of marriage. That's the only really controversial thing I've seen around it. And because it's not sanctioned by any state, it's just people being upset about the individual practices of people in the privacy of their home.
I like the sentiment behind it. I mean, I like the fact that you love yourself, you're proud of yourself, you are more intentional about the things that you're doing.
Sure.
I love the sentiment behind it. Yeah. It's just
you take
ceremony
it to a, you take
part
it to a cuckoo
is,
level by doing the actual ceremony.
The whole point, and take the religious aspect out of it, Jared. The whole point is...
First of all, I didn't bring it up, Jason.
I'm just saying what I'm about to say, take the religious aspect out of it.
Okay.
The entire thing with marriage is... If it's kind of funny to me, because
we know
get his wife Carol on the phone.
No,
she'll appreciate
it is, because really, if two people love one another, why do they have to have the title of marriage on it to become one? If they truly love each other, you don't have to get married. And it's become a tax break thing, or it's become more of a government thing of being married, the title, and it's with the state and it's addressed that you're married because you have certain things you can do when you're married and not married, whether it comes to taxes or certain things with the government. Really, if two people love each other, what is the whole point of the title?
Jason, because people like to show their love and in front of their friends and their family, and it's a ceremonial, it's symbolic.
It seems like more of a commitment because you're taking it to that next
level. Yeah, it's the people.
Yeah, it definitely takes your commitment to the next level. And you say to your wife, you know what? You can take half my stuff now.
Right. If you want to.
That's real commitment there. Now, also, if you take religious points out of it, I've read studies where they say, you know, government encourages marriage because studies show that if people are married and they bring up kids married, that the poverty level is low. So there's less.
I get that.
There's less tax or less stress on welfare systems and stuff like
and
that.
Maybe people will stay together longer or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's less consequences. You know, there's more consequences if you're married to think about breaking up.
Right. You're not just like, see you later.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you're truly in love with somebody and you truly have to be together like that, I really think it is more of a, I can be committed. You can love the person the same amount, whether you have the title or not.
Well, it's kind of like if, you know, you're in business with somebody or friends or whatever, and you have a contract, like a really good contract.
Right.
Opposed to just like, not really.
Like, yeah, he's in it, kind of.
You can really screw someone over when you don't have a contract. You think twice.
I take my love to another level, though. It goes above the contract.
Oh, does it?
Whether the contract is there or not.
Now we're getting personal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We're getting personal. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I can't doubt. If people don't want to get married in life, and like I've known people that have been together for 15 years, and there's no point in their world to get married anymore.
And that's their right.
You can't say, but they're not in love as much as, because
no,
I guarantee
there's not one right and one wrong.
If they do get married, they're going to end up getting divorced right after that. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Together. For like 10 years, they decide finally they're going to get married, and then a year later, they're divorced.
Uh-huh. They change, and they live together for like 15 years. Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, she always likes a challenge. We always send her some interesting stuff. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or go to 1075KZL.com. She does have offices all over the state of North Carolina.